If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is April the 19th, 2024, and today the topic is the elevation of the forgotten and misunderstood. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday. I hope you guys had a wonderful Thursday. Mine was just fine. Yep, mine was good overall. Highlights from yesterday were working. You know, was in a good, I would say it was a good meeting yesterday. Even though it's interesting, I always make interesting observations when I'm in my R meetings. But I think the meeting was good because, you know, we kind of tapped into thinking about a few things on a deeper level, things that I thought I might would share with you guys today, but since my mind has been engulfed in this, what the Lord has given me, I guess it ain't meant for you, everything I was thinking about and whatnot in regards to yesterday. Aside from that, I mean, there was some other good stuff that happened yesterday, but it wasn't like, I guess, if anything of significance to share. So let's get into this conversation, y'all. The elevation of the forgotten and misunderstood. Where did this come from, right? This morning, I forget what time I woke up. I know I woke up from a dream because Hibby woke me up. So that was one thing. And then I guess I woke up to realize that my phone was dead or whatever the case might be. I know he was telling me that it was around 4, but when I turned my phone back on, it was like almost 5, something like that. But anyway, I did make a note of whatever time it was when I turned my phone back on, but I don't know, I just kind of felt led to just bask, or whatever the case may be. At some point around 6 or 7, I ended up listening to the prayer meditation, which was good, but I don't remember it right now. So again, if y'all listen to the Soul Space app, then you know what I listen to. And if you haven't tried out the Soul Space app, I mean, it has been a staple since I began to help shift my heart and mind to focus on the Lord. So yeah, check it out. Check it out. It's been a great resource for me. So anywho, you know, I had a moment and I did that. And then, you know, I kind of just was doing stuff online or also studying one point. Eventually the word elevation came into my heart and mind, which I found to be interesting because, again, with yesterday talking about increase, I'm like, okay, we're continuing this conversation in a way, you know. It seems like, but as I looked into elevation, I mean, I looked up the definition, and I also you know, did what I do and go to openbible.info and plugged in, and yes, more than one verse came up, but there was only one that stood out to me as significant. So I found that to be interesting, and I was like, okay, you know. And so then I took some time, and I just was kind of reflecting and just, you know, doing my thing, going back to sleep, all that type of stuff. And at some point, I, you know, I guess I kind of thought of, you know, I guess the therapy session that I had yesterday, that was another thing of significance. We ended up doing it yesterday instead of Tuesday. So, and at some point, I guess I was thinking about it during the session, but I was like, maybe we should talk about it next time since it was towards the end, where, you know, just reflecting on feeling as if I've, you know, forgotten or misunderstood. I know we talked briefly about how sometimes I feel like I can be plainly saying things to people and it just get overlooked or, and then I know she was also asking me, you know, why do I feel like I need to defend myself or explain myself and things of that nature? And I'm like, well, I guess, you know, at the end of the day, I don't want to be misunderstood, you know. Maybe because people are so easily offended that even if you say the truth in love, it becomes a problem and things of that nature. And so thinking about that a little bit this morning led me to the whole forgotten and misunderstood phrase. And I was like, yeah, I feel that way, but it was interesting when I went to openbible.info and I plugged it in. What I received as I was reading the verses that were standing out to me is that, well, Christ feels this way as well. Ultimately, God feels this way. And I find it to be interesting because I feel like I brought several things to you guys that are along those lines of where it's like I feel something, and then it seems like it's confirmed in the Word of God that this could be the way that God feels. And hey, you know what I mean? I could just be out. It could be a coinky dink, as they say, or this could be just the way that, God expresses himself to me, showing me and sharing with me how it feels to be him. Because I mean, I guess I feel like at least I acknowledge today that that seems to be something that I tend to reflect on. Like, this could be how God feels, or I think this is how God feels. And stuff like that. I mean, that would give more purpose to my pain and things of that nature, but I don't know. So I was reflecting on that today. And so I pretty much just combined the two things that was on my heart and mind, the elevation and of the forgotten and misunderstood. And I mean, this might be Pope, especially if you're somebody that, came to be like, oh yes, how can I be exalted? I'm going to answer that in the first verse pretty much that I give to you. And whether you feel led to continue to listen on beyond that, I mean, I guess it's up to you. But if you do, I mean, I feel like there's some good meat in it for you, at least when you go deeper and about the different things that I feel like the Lord presented to me this morning. So here we go. I looked up the definition of elevation, and it says the action or fact of elevating or being elevated. Now, obviously, I probably should have went deeper about that definition because, I mean, you're saying elevated and elevated for elevation. You know what I'm saying? Using the same word to define the other word. So I could have went deeper about it, but hey, maybe that's something that you could do, meat eaters. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and go deeper about that if needs be. But we get it. It's the fact of elevating or being elevated. Now, again, I feel like we all want that, right? Some form of elevation to a certain extent, whether it's just to be recognized, popularity. Matter of fact, I took a, this YouTuber I've been following. I don't feel like, saying who it is or whatever, but and I don't know why I've been following this lady. Like, I mean, and not to be like her content's horrible or something like that. It's just like, on one hand, I guess I'm encouraged and inspired by watching her. She's a young lady and she seems to be thriving and doing really well for herself, But on the flip side, it's kind of like, I mean, I feel like not to say there's a missed opportunity there, because I'm sure the Lord is using her however he is using her. But, it just seems like it's more about elevating, I guess, herself or whatever. And y'all can say the same thing about me, because y'all could probably be like, well, we see all the actress miracle sims, this and that and the other. And I get it, yeah, your girl's out here doing a lot of different things, ultimately, I'm trying my best to give all the glory and the honor to the Lord. So you guys know that all the things, it's not just me trying to quote unquote elevate myself or whatever case may be. But hey, I guess you guys see me and you might see my name, whatever the case may be. And I hope that by seeing me and my name, that it will point you to Christ. Like, that's what I hope at the end of the day. But I mean, ultimately, I know that we all don't have that motive, or whatever. And so, I guess I just took some time to reflect on that today. Just this whole idea of wanting to be popular or wanting to, be elevated, wanting the elevation. Like, where does that truly come from? And then, like, what again? What is the motive and the heart behind the things that we do? So, to answer your question, for those that want elevation, here's how you get it. You ready? James 4:1, it says, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will exalt you. I know I just lost all of y'all. Everybody's tuned out right now, right? But that's how you get it, man. I don't have anything else to truly add to that. I mean, I feel like it answers the question completely. Honestly, again, as I was going deeper, I was like, is there anything else to say about this? If again, meat eaters, come on in and get a little bit more when you go to gotquestions.org. There's an article centered around this subject matter. It is, what does it mean to humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, 1 Peter 5 and 6. Check out that article if you feel led to do so, if you truly want to go deeper about what that verse means. And, you know, if you truly want to be exalted, you know what I'm saying? If you truly want to be elevated, then I hope that you guys will go deeper and check out that article, that because I think, again, it breaks things down in a beautiful way to hopefully help us all get an understanding about that. But as I told you guys, I went deeper beyond the elevation conversation. And so when I started to think about being forgotten and misunderstood, these are the verses that were standing out to me. Now, of course, like I told you guys before, I went to openbible.info and I just pretty much plugged in forgotten and misunderstood. So both of those things are in the go deeper section. You guys can do that and peruse those things and let them marinate on your heart, souls, and minds. Plenty of verses. They all were good. That's why I didn't write none of them down. I said, just y'all just go there and look at them yourself. But these are the ones that I did feel led to write down. So Psalm 31 and 12 says, I have been forgotten like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel. I wanted to go deeper and look into the context because this could not be Christ, right? But at the same time, I feel like it represented him. You know what I'm saying? Even if Christ, it wasn't red letters, I feel like, again, well, the whole Bible points to Christ, one. So even the other things that people went through ultimately pointed back to Christ. That's my humble opinion. Y'all can go and go deeper about that, whether you guys agree and stuff like that. But it stood out to me for a few reasons. One, because the dream that I had last night, or the dream that I got woke up from this morning, it had a broken comb in it. And I looked up I went to dreammoves.com and I looked up comb, and it didn't necessarily resonate. And then when I tried to look the color up, that was interesting as well. You know, and I know that might sound strange and whatnot. There's some other stuff that was going on. But I don't know, to dream about this broken comb and then to wake up and look into verses. And then this one came up about becoming a broken vessel. I just found it to be interesting. Again, go deeper as much as you will about it. But yeah, so again, I'm thinking about, again, the heart of God speaking to us today. So to me, he is saying, I have been forgotten like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel. John 1, 10 through 11 says, he was the Word, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. Once again, I mean, this is what I feel like, again, it's the heart of God. He's pretty much telling us what has happened. Christ, you know, has been rejected and is still being rejected every day by us, right? His own creation. So, I mean, how do you think that feels? I mean, again, those of us that, you know, we want to be elevated. How does it feel for you to be overlooked, right? How does it feel for you to be misunderstood? Take that and times a million, and I think that we'll finally get a little glimpse of what God could be feeling. I mean, anyway, let me go ahead and give you guys this last verse that was standing out to me, and that was Psalm 118 and 22. It says, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. I guess builders know more about this reference than I guess regular people do. Apparently the cornerstone is a very, very important stone part of the building process. Just like, I mean, ultimately Christ is the ultimate part. And if you are rejecting, neglecting, you know, forgetting and misunderstanding him, then I mean, every other aspect of life, I hate to say it will crumble, but I don't have another way to say that right now. So, hey, let's go with that. That's ultimately the juice this morning. feel free to go deeper about all these things. Like I said, there's plenty of verses in the Go Deeper section to peruse and let marinate all your hearts, souls, and minds. And I hope that you all have received the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is short and sweet. It's 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16. It says, rejoice evermore. And that's all it says. So, friends, I hope you guys enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Y'all know today's Friday, right? So we have a new episode of the GSL Talk Show coming out tonight. It's with the host of Positively Joy. Yes, the Positively Joy podcast. And her name is Yvette Walker. She's a journalist, author, and much, much more. So tune in tonight at 7 p.m. to the GSL Talk Show and hear all about her and her endeavors. Y'all have a great Friday. And I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
This episode was brought to you in part by Ava Justin, the host of the Ava Talk, where entrepreneurship, entertainment, and empowerment collide. Join her journey of faith, wisdom, and inspiration at theavatalk.com.